Rod Serling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Morton's chilling story of assassination. Double Date Destiny. Starring Lena Dunham. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation, The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, also by Sinov, Tablets and Spray, Beechnut Chewing Tobacco, and International Harvester.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Comparing the total cost of ownership is the only way to be sure you get your money's worth when buying a new car. And Ford says there are three important considerations that make up the total cost of ownership: purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. Don't overlook that last one, trade-in value. I'd like to give you some interesting facts about trade-in that are difficult for the average consumer to come by. Like the fact that based on a national average of NADA wholesale prices, both the 1973 Torino and the 1973 Gran Torino returned more of their original purchase price than their closest sales competition. The facts speak for themselves. A solid, well-made car will generally return more at trade-in. Ford says that's one of the reasons why Torino is the best-selling car in its class.
The closer you look, the better we look.
The political assassination is an age-old tool used by the forces of evil to gain the upper hand in all forms of government. But nowhere in history has the art been refined with such Machiavellian care as in the modern democracies. The story you're about to participate in has its roots only in the educated speculation of the writer. Still, it is possible.
Here they come, Mrs. Hughes.
Hello, I'm Congresswoman Hughes, and I'm running for Senator. Good morning.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, I'm Kate Hughes. I'd like to shake your hand, ma'am.
Glad to meet you, ma'am. You got my vote.
Oh, listen, thank you. Good morning, I'm running for Senator.
Hey, hiya, Congressman. I like the noise you've been making in the Capitol.
Oh, watch out for that one, Kate.
Right. Hi, I'm Kate Hughes. I'm running...
Out of my way. Ain't no bro telling me what to do.
Thank you. I am sure Senator Waller, my distinguished colleague sharing the platform, would agree with all of us that there is much to be done in the areas of welfare and conservation. And with your vote...
I promise you that if you elect me, I will make it my business to trim the fat from the proposed $85 billion defense budget.
Congresswoman Kate Hughes, commenting on the recent economic report that the Pentagon will be ordered to trim almost $11 billion in waste from its new budget. Winding up a strenuous schedule of speeches, the Congresswoman leaned heavily on the budget wherever she spoke, promising to go after the sacred cows of military spending. In other news around the world, today saw another...
Did you see the latest polls, Randolph?
Dribble. I don't know why anybody would listen to a freshman congresswoman. Plus, she's already putting out rumors the presidency's next.
Well, someone is listening. What about Senator Waller?
You know as well as I do the party won't dump the old duffer. Something will just have to be done to help his campaign along.
Does that mean you want me to do something?
Not directly. But why don't you see if you can't hire a busload of scruffy hippies to follow the dame around? That always turns the old folks off.
All right. Also, a little equipment trouble might be warranted.
Yes, anything you can think of. But be discreet, Roger.
Oh, I will, Mr. Mallory. You can count on me.
No one
will know.
For Kate. Not too late for Kate.
Hello, looks like this microphone belongs to the opposition. I know you've heard this before, but I am grateful to you all. I could not have done it without your loyalty. We've addressed ourselves to the issues, and we've called for change in our system. Change that must come now. Thank you. You all deserve a good night's rest. Tomorrow we'll tell the tale. Just remember all the people who have come to us asking why. Why must Social Security be so small? Why inflation? Why must we fight wars of attrition in other lands? Why can't these problems be corrected? I think we can find solutions. To borrow from a great American, I say why not?
Get some rest, Kate. You deserve it more than anyone.
I couldn't have got through the campaign without you.
Come on. I'll see you to the car.
Kate! Duck!
Are you okay?
Yeah, take off, Kate.
I can't leave you.
Go! I'm going to chase him. Come out of there.
Don't come any closer, I'll shoot!
No, you don't!
This is Robert Morton with Late News. In just a few hours, the polls will close and this key race for the Senate will be decided. In a way, it was almost decided last night when an attempt was made to assassinate Kate Hughes. Only the quick thinking of a campaign aide, Baxter Madden, saved the congresswoman's life. Madden was slightly wounded in a struggle with the killer, and the man was able to make good his escape before the police could arrive. More news after this word.
There's something going on at your local International dealer. Right now, would you buy the other pickup from International? You get four...
Hold it. What's this, the other pickup from International? What's that?
Well, there are two pickups out there that outsell everybody else. You know who they are.
Aha, go ahead.
Well, we're the other pickup. The one with the wider track, lower center of gravity. The one with great handling and stability. The other pickup from International.
Okay.
All right, right now, should I?
Go ahead.
Until July 20th, you get four Firestone gas-saving steel-belted radial tires when you buy a new International pickup at participating dealer.
The other pickup.
Right.
Go ahead.
You get these gas-saving radials at no extra cost on most models, and they're worth $290 suggested retail price.
No extra cost?
Right. Go ahead. I know. And you get a free tire gauge just for coming in, and correctly inflated tires help you get better mileage. So stop at your local International.
Hold it. No. Are you telling me that all I have to do is stop at my local International dealer, and he'll give me a tire gauge free, there's nothing to buy?
That's right.
I'll buy that.
Go ahead.
Too bad about last night.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. It made things much simpler if that crack caught a gardener.
You'll drink.
Thank you. Do you have time, sir? I know you've guessed.
The gentleman can wait. You didn't have anything to do with that, did you?
No.
All right. What have you accomplished?
Two things. First, she has teams out hanging sample ballots on doorknobs. We have teams following and switching them for ours. Secondly, we've arranged a little surprise at their main campaign headquarters.
Just handed me. Fire struck the main campaign headquarters of Congresswoman Hughes just minutes ago. No one was hurt, although about 50 people were telephoning to get out those last-minute voters. A spokesman
Thanks,
for the
sir.
Fire
Am
department...
I glad to see you. How does it look?
Kate, you shouldn't have that long face.
I can't help it. This campaign has been plagued with trouble.
Well, it certainly seems to help with the votes. The precincts are reporting good numbers for you throughout the state.
Well, that sounds hopeful. What do you think?
I think we should start calling you Senator. Madden. Right. Okay, good. Get everybody assembled and make sure the press have their cameras set up. We'll be right down. Okay. Everybody hold it down. May I present Senator-elect Kathleen Hughes?
Thank you. Your applause is heartwarming, and I am grateful. But I remind you, it is not I who won tonight. It is we who have won. I won my votes alone. alone. The votes represent people, and the people want change.
New views with Senator Hughes. New views with Senator Hughes. New views with Senator Hughes.
Roger, turn the stupid female off. If the reported vote count is accurate, I think we have big trouble.
Bigger trouble in 2 years when they get to the convention.
I think you should read this report.
I read it. Can we be sure of the content?
Absolutely. Our man has been on our payroll for the last 3 years.
It's clever. I'll admit that. Still, how can we be sure that he can manipulate the crackpot?
Oh, our man has a lot of political savvy. If he says he can do it, he can do it.
All right. Call him and arrange it.
Major auto manufacturer.
Who's there? I said, who's out there? What's this? Who left this envelope? P.S. Kristen. Now, who would know my name? Well, a little drawing of just where the senator will be exiting that fancy town hall. How nice.
Reception follows her speech at the town hall. We'll be back with more on the local scene after these messages.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
There have been a lot of rumors about you and the presidency. Would you care to comment?
Well, there are always a lot of rumors, sir.
I see. Well, last question, Senator. The attempt on your life the other night, have there been any further threats?
Oh, none. Except for a few crank letters.
Thank you. You've been listening to Senator-elect Kathleen Hughes.
Me. From a shy little girl to one that handles commentators like they were silly putty.
Dad, you always were a big flatterer.
What about those crank letters? Anything to them?
Well, Bax didn't think so. Besides, there weren't that many. Maybe half a dozen out of the 8,000 that have come in so far.
Well, this country gets crazier all the time.
Dad, maybe we have driven them crazy. Between crooked government, 50% taxes for the middle class, energy shortage...
Okay, I get the point. That's why I voted for you. But I'll tell you one thing. I can't understand why some think assassination will change history.
Oh, some figure it did in 1963, Dad.
Yes, maybe so. Well, it's time I was leaving. What's your schedule for tonight?
A short speech and a reception with the ladies for voter privilege, and that's about it.
Good. I'm flying to New York, but I'll look forward to seeing you when I get to Washington.
Oh, me too. Give my love to Mom and tell her not to leave. You can count on me to hold your trust. It's been said that if women ran the world, there'd be no war. Well, we haven't had the chance to prove that yet, but we do have the responsibility to join the men in trying to keep the peace all over this world. The phrase, balance of power, now belongs to us as well. We will maintain that balance. Thank you. Thank you.
Senator, this way. I've got the car waiting. We can just take your plane if we hurry.
Oh, thanks. Looks like we have a mandate. At least from this side of the fence.
I'll agree. Oh, excuse us.
Good night.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Terrific speech, Senator.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
For sure, Senator.
Oh.
Heartbreaker! I kill you in the name of the people!
Watch out! Look out!
T.S. Kirsten is now in custody for the alleged attempt on Senator Hughes' life. Reports from Memorial Hospital indicate that the six-hour operation on the senator was a success. However, her condition remains grave. Doctors still hold out hope that the senator will regain consciousness.
I think we have some reason to be pleased,
Roger. We will continue to bring you updates
as
they occur.
I agree, sir, although she's still hanging on. I wouldn't think for very long, despite the reports. However, to protect our flank, I trust you've made certain contingency plans, that is, with regard to our man inside.
Oh, absolutely. Kirsten, of course, knows nothing, but arrangements have been tentatively set up for that man. That is, if the congresswoman lives.
Katie, it's Dad. Can you hear me?
Dad?
Easy, honey. Just lie still.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I'm sorry to say someone took a shot at you.
Dad, no. Not someone. Two people.
What?
I can't remember who, but I know there was someone behind me.
Kate. Behind you?
Sir, I think she's unconscious again.
You heard, Lieutenant?
I did. I think I'd better make some calls.
This is Robert Morton. Tonight, a series of startling new developments in the attempted assassination of Senator Hughes. Unofficial sources report that for a brief moment, the senator regained consciousness long enough to tell her father, the Honorable Judge Hughes, that two people were involved in the shooting. Stay tuned for all the late-breaking developments.
Mr. Mallory? Roger, the unforeseen has happened. I think you'd better institute those arrangements.
Listen, you crumb. You don't deserve an even break. But unless you're stupid, you better get it through your skull. You're staring a death sentence in the face if she dies. Now, how did you find out she was leaving the reception through the rear? Come on.
Lieutenant, this just came in.
Thanks. Listen, Kirsten, I just got a note.
No.
It says Baxter Madden was killed tonight. That name mean anything to you?
Why should it?
Because Madden was one of Senator Hughes' advisors.
And?
Kirsten, for God's sakes, Madden's death wasn't an accident. That means that somebody deliberately killed him. And it wasn't you. Now, what does that suggest?
I got a note on my door when I got home the other night.
What did it say?
Just the broad schedule and a little drawing of the reception hall and the rear exit. Madden. Could he have been with her the night I took a shot the first time?
One and the same.
Well, I'll be.
Probably. Why?
Because, you dumb pig. Madden fought me that night. He tore my clock and got my wallet. He was the only one who knew me.
This is Robert Morton, and tonight's news is good news. The latest medical bulletin on Senator Hughes reports her condition greatly improved. The doctors all predict rapid recovery. Also in the case, the police aren't talking officially, but unofficial sources say that maybe the attempt on the senator's life was part of a conspiracy.
Yes?
Police, is Mr. Mallory at home?
Kate, you shouldn't be sitting up like that.
Oh, you can't keep a United States Senator down there.
Have you heard the news?
Yes. I couldn't believe it. Back's working for the opposition all those years.
And it's good he kept records, or the police would never have gotten mad at Roger Aylmore.
Yes, I suppose. Still, it's Machiavellian, isn't it? Back shooting me at the same time as the assassin. All the attention would be focused on the gunman, and he figured that.
Yes. Who would think to look the other way?
The mind teach a man what he can't and he can't. And no mind makes exceptions for you.
your guard, looking after your part. You learn boochness for the back of your cheek. Like my daddy told, when you go at the cold, you're not down there to take in the view. You keep respect for the mind, concentrate all the time. Of course, beechnuts for the back of you, Jew. Beechnut's such a traditional favorite. It's cause beechnut just keeps on getting better. It's a moister, more satisfying chew. Next time you're buying chewing tobacco, try beechnut. You won't be disappointed. Then when your shift's done, you come back to the sun. You and the boys hoist a few. It ain't such a bad life, she ain't such a bad wife. You got your beechnut tobacco chew.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Double Date to Destiny is an original radio drama by Keith Walker. Lee Merriweather was heard as Kate Hughes. Featured in the cast were Johnny Gunn, Porter, Byron Kane, Jim Bolden, and Jock Bendel. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Collis, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood. Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman. Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.